Yabba dabba doo, good morning to you. Hey, good morning, good morning, good morning. 10 a.m. Hey, bright and early. Buck, 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 buck. Time to get up and raise some chickens or do something like that. Actually, it's time for the Raider app. Welcome. Good morning, everyone. It is the 28th day of January already, 2023. And it looks like we got some cloudy skies on the way today, pretty much for the most part. Some overcast, gloomy January days. Well, as was expected, I suppose today is going to be cloudy skies. A high of only 7 above, and then cooling off again tonight to minus 7. Wind chills about 19 to 25 below zero, depending on that wind. For tomorrow, looks like cloudy skies, gradually becoming mostly sunny but cold. A high of only 0 tomorrow. Wind chills in the 20 to 25 below zero range tomorrow. For tomorrow night, cloudy skies, cooling off to 10 below. Wow, look out. And then Monday, mostly sunny, cold, a high of maybe 0. Monday night, cool it off to minus 12. Then Tuesday, sunny skies, and then we flip it and go all the way to 11 above. Tuesday night looks like just a little bit below 0. Wednesday, sunshine, 14. Wednesday night, cooling off again to those negative 7s with those wind chills 10 to 15 miles an hour below 0. Thursday, some sunny skies, and it looks like Friday partly sunny and a high of about 16. So temperatures just right about that average, a little bit below average right now. It goes from 23 degrees down to minus 10 pretty quickly. So we've got overcast skies and 3 degrees. So it is a little bit on the chilly side today. Like I said, a little bit of wind out there, causing some stir and some negative temperatures. So be prepared as you head out into the abyss here this afternoon. I want to bring on our first guest this morning is the head coach to the Northfield Raiders hockey team, Mike Lucraft. I believe Mike is a bit. Are you in the lounge chair this morning, Mike? Good morning. How are you?
Here I am. Yeah. Good morning. How are you today?
So you got your socks on, nice little heated socks, just chilling out with your feet in the air, relaxing because it's hockey day, Minnesota.
Hockey day, Minnesota. Here we go.
So what is I mean, obviously they have host cities that do all this. And there's, I think White Bear Lake is the host city for the Hockey Day Minnesota this year. Is there anything special that goes on with the rest of the people, with the rest of the state? Are you guys planning anything, festivities? I know you guys got some games tonight. We got the gals that are going down to Rochester, and they're coming up here to see you. Because it's Hockey Day Minnesota, is there anything different that the Raiders might do?
Well, I think we just try to plan to play today. That is always part of... Hockey Day in Minnesota is to be part of that celebration of hockey in Minnesota. Obviously, the outdoor games are featured, and there's the Wild tonight, the Gophers tonight. But we just like to play on that day, so we're kind of part of the whole atmosphere of Hockey Day.
Has there ever been any talk of Northfield doing a Hockey Day or anything like that? Is that ever getting? Does that ever get brought up?
Yeah, a few years ago, we were one of the finalists for participating in it, not actually hosting the game, but for participating in the game. Unfortunately, the bid went somewhere else, but hopefully if we continue to win games and become a team to watch, that we'll get some option to be part of that experience. That would be amazing.
Well, I would say, I mean, you're coming off 4 in a row, so you're winners, in my opinion. I don't know what the deal is. What's the holdup here, buddy? What's going on?
Right.
You had 5, you dropped 2, you picked up 4 again. So, but now you're going up against Mayo, and the last time you did go up against Mayo, you got beat by Mayo last time down in their arena. What is it about Mayo that, that was a couple weeks ago, so... what do you expect? Anything different tonight than you would normally with Mayo coming into town?
They're a solid team. I think at the start of the year, one of the favorites to win the Big Nine, and probably our closest rival right now in the Big Nine. So, like last year, we had a couple of great games with them, and expecting a similar game tonight to the one down there. It was 2-2 fairly late in the third, and they were able to come out on top. So hopefully, we've learned a little bit from that game and are ready to go for a great opponent tonight.
Well, Mankato East sits on top, 10-1 in the Big Nine, then followed by Owatonna at 9-3. You got Austin at 8-3, and of course yourselves at 8-3 as well. You did defeat Owatonna, and you do have quite the schedule. So now you've got Mayo, Marshall, Owatonna, Century, Mankato East, Loyola, Austin, even. I mean, so you've got a your season is pretty wrapped, pretty tight. So what do you do at this time of the season? You've got several games in. At the beginning of the season, you try to get them conditioned and get them into shape and get them going and get them moving and get them motivated. And then you get through parts of the season, you start to make some adjustments and you do a little tweaking here and some tweaking here. Maybe you shift a line or two around or whatever, and you try to figure out who's working who with who. And at this point in the season, it's kind of, isn't it kind of just like go time, automatic just reaction? Or what do you try to emphasize with the players during this time of the season?
Yeah, great question. Exactly what you said. You know, there's development at the start of the year, learning the systems, kind of trying to find line matchups, defensive partners that work well together. Now, with seven games left in the regular season, it's kind of finalizing those last pieces, trying to keep everybody healthy, and then just the discipline. You know, we're, you know, try to do things the right way in practice. We're practicing a little bit shorter, a little more intense, but very directed. And same thing in games, you know, try to be very specific about what we're doing, try to be really disciplined. Those are the things as you approach section playoff time that can make a difference in those really close games is the discipline and doing things the right way. So that's what we focus on this time of year. Obviously, penalty box, staying out of the penalty box is a key ingredient there. But, you know, just gaining zones, winning battles in our own zone, making sure we're getting pucks deep when there's an opportunity, and then, you know, trying to win those battles.
Well, again, we look at the just the overall. Tonight, of course, we got Rochester Mayo. 7:15 start tonight at the Northfield Ice Arena. That's going to be broadcast live right here on KYMN, by the way. And we'll be streaming that one live as well on NorthfieldLive.com. So anybody who wants to kind of catch the game, you can certainly do that. Would really appreciate you coming over to the arena and warming things up, because those heaters, they struggle a little bit. But if you get some bodies in the seats, by God, it's nice and warm in there.
Isn't that the truth?
So it looks like you got East. Yeah, you got East. Man, you are conference all the way out here, it looks like. I mean, that's and the conference got Mankato East, like I said, Owatonna, Austin, U, Century, Mayo, all you guys are right there. I mean, this is a 6-team battle for the Big Nine here. This is kind of an interesting this has got to be exciting. Are you emphasizing that to the players that, hey, you guys want the Big Nine, you better get after it?
Yeah, right now on top of the Big Nine is Mayo, and then us and Century are the next two. And so the game, you know, the game tonight would be really important, because where we sit in the conference with a loss to both Mayo and Century, we still control our own destiny. If we win tonight, if we are able to, you know, win at Century and, you know, kind of take care of business the rest of the way, then, you know, we would be the conference champion. But obviously, a lot of things, you know, play out. There's seven games left. It'll be real competitive all the way. But one game at a time. Mayo is on top right now, and so we'll have to play our best. They're a really good team. I think they're 13-3 overall, and they're highly skilled. They play hard. That's maybe their best feature, is that they pressure the puck. They pressure all over the ice. So you have to. You're not going to get by with any fluky plays. You got to outwork them, and like I said, stay out of the penalty box and outwin the goaltending battle.
So we talk about that every week. You did a nice job, I think, against Winona. You won 7-0 that night. But I think you did a fairly good job of staying out of the box. And I know you talk about that. You emphasize that every pregame. It's like, well, you know, if we just keep a nice, clean game, keep our emotions in check, you know, play our game, we got a chance. And it seems so fundamentally easy, but yet, you know, emotions rage high. You know, they do. It's high school. And sometimes they get in trouble and they, you know, do some, you know, maybe some goofy or cheap fouls, or, you know, like they react to something and stuff like that. How do you convince these guys that just, guys, you know, you gotta stay out of the box. You gotta stay out of the box to give us a chance here.
Yeah, I think it's every coach's message, you know, for through every level, you know, all the way to NHL hockey, is special teams, especially in high school, are such a big part that can affect games either way. If you're able to, you know, get some special teams opportunities, our power play has been really good this year, and vice versa. If you are playing 4-on-5, not only is it, you know, detrimental to the potential outcome, but you just wear down your lineup. There becomes some inconsistencies in who's playing. Your bench gets a little bit messed up with the flow of, you know, guys going out every third shift. And so guys wear down just because they're out there significantly more minutes than they normally would. And we try to manage that. You know, we roll three lines. We try to keep those guys fresh so that towards the end of the game, you know, we've got our strongest players playing in those critical minutes.
Well, it looks like I said, you got your hands full here for the rest of the season, without a doubt. None of these games seem to be easy, in my opinion. As I look at the schedule, then I look at the records and the way it's all kind of shaking out. Does that intimidate you at all? Or I mean, obviously, as a coach, you don't have to play the game. But does that intimidate you? Does that motivate you? When you look at that schedule, what does that say?
Well, yeah, I mean, for us, that's one of the goals, right? Winning the conference as we get together in the start of the season and kind of talk through our goals. Winning the conference is that first step. Ultimately, our goal is to end up in St. Paul. That I think is every high school kid's dream, is to play in the state tournament down in St. Paul in March. And you know, so far we've done the right things to attempt to get the highest seed, which, you know, doesn't mean anything. You still have to win the games, but it, you know, obviously is one of those things as part of a season that you try to get, you know, win the conference, get the top seed, best opportunity to have success in the sections, and then obviously that goal is to win the sections and get to St. Paul for the state tournament. So that's what we're shooting for, and 7 games left to, you know, try to prepare for that, and hopefully we win those games, which would then achieve that first goal of conference champion.
Well, very good. So, again, Mayo, do you have any lines that match up really, really well against Mayo? Are you gonna switch things around at all tonight? You lost 4-2 last time. Like you said, you're in it, you know, towards the end. But is there anything different that you want to do, any type of approach to the game tonight that you maybe want to take to switch things up a little bit, or is it just going to be status quo?
We have a couple of different line combinations since last time we played them. Nothing dramatic, but you know, it's just a compete, right? So they're a really solid top-to-bottom team. Maybe no immediate superstar standout, but just really deep. And like us, 3 lines that play, 6 defensemen that play, 5 defensemen that play. And they're good in goal. So you have to win those close area battles. You got to win those, you know, face-offs are important, out of the box. So it'll be a great game. I anticipate it'll be low scoring. It'll be a similar, you know, who wins the third period, just like last game, will determine the outcome. So that's going to be, you know, our goal going in is we've been competing at a high level, and we want to continue that going forward into tonight's game.
Well, we wish you the best of luck tonight. Again, we'll be broadcasting it live this evening, so we'll be catching up to you again in the pregame here this evening, and hopefully you'll continue this victory and just continue the victories. And if you do, I'll buy you a Coney dog at the Gopher Bar in St. Paul. Fantastic.
Love it.
Yeah, don't you? They're the best of the best. Absolutely. All right, Coach Lucraft, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck. Enjoy the lounger for a few more minutes, and then it's back at it. So I wish you the best here this evening.
Appreciate it.
Alrighty, Mike Lucraft, head coach, boys hockey team. They will be taking on Rochester Mayo this evening. Girls are heading to Mayo tonight. They're going to go to the Graham Arena down there in Rochester, and they're going to come off of a big win with Albert Lee, 4-1 on Thursday night, which you could hear here. And then Mankato East, they beat 3-0 there. Winona just before that, 9-0. So the girls back on a roll here after taking down Benilde St. Margaret on Thursday on a 1-0 contest there. That was a fantastic showdown there as well. So the girls on a roll, boys on a roll, everybody's on a roll. Let's keep on rolling then, shall we? We'll have more on the Raider Wrap coming up right here at 95.1 The One. It's National Kazoo Day. Good morning. Yeah, that's what that noise was in the background. It was actually me singing, but it sounds like a kazoo. So why not celebrate National Kazoo Day? If you haven't used a kazoo since elementary school, then get ready. Today is your day. This is the day to celebrate National Kazoo Day. How do you possibly celebrate that? Well, go find yourself a kazoo at one of the local five and dime stores. If they even exist, is a five and dime even out there anymore? I'm kind of dating myself a little bit, I do believe. But needless to say, that's just one of many. They celebrate all kinds. And it's also National Lego Day. So, you know what? Get yourself a kazoo, get yourself some Legos, and have at it, and have a fun time. Coming up here, just a couple of minutes, we're going to have quite the interview. Liz Campbell is going to interview the Highliners, the dance team, this afternoon or this morning. It's going to be a lot of fun, so we hope that you will be able to join and stick around for that. If you miss anything for any reason, you can most definitely join us back on kymnradio.net. Just go to programs, click on the Raider app, and you can listen back to all the interviews that we've had this morning. So far, we've talked to Mike Lucraft. We were trying to get Matt Christensen on the phone to talk a little bit about the the boys' basketball team. Coming off five in a row, and then they kind of got a stunner last night. We were hoping to talk to Matt, but he has got some other duties going on today as well, and they got some other stuff that they got to take care of, so we are not able to get a hold of them. Still working on Paige Haley. We're going to see if we can track her down, but in the meantime, we're going to have Evan Lowy give us the lowdown on this week's scoreboard. So let's check it out. Evan, what's cooking? Good morning and welcome back to the Raider Wrap here on a Saturday morning, 26 after 10, 3 degrees, cloudy skies, pretty much what you're going to see all day. Plenty of clouds today, a high of only 7 above, wind chills anywhere from 10 to 15 below tonight. Cooling off to minus 7, could see wind chills of 20 to 25 below. And then for tomorrow, gradually becoming sunny, but still going to be cold, only warming up to around 0. 20 to 25 below wind chills with those northwest winds picking up at 5 to 10, maybe 15 miles an hour. And then for Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 10 below. Wind chill factors 25 to 30 below on Sunday night. So plenty of chill in the air. Monday, mostly sunny, warming up to 0. Monday night, partly cloudy and a low again of minus 12. For Tuesday, sunshine, a high near 11, winds very, very light. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, cooling off to around minus 1. So definitely some deep chill in the air, but we're at 3 now, above 0, thankfully, and we have some overcast skies. Well, I hope you've made it this far, so thanks for joining us this morning on the Raider Wrap, and if you'd like to hear back, by all means, you can go back to KYMNradio.net. Just go up to programs, select the Raider Wrap, and you can click on any of the days prior to today, and you can listen back to all the fun and excitement that we've talked about. This morning, we've already had Mike Lucraft on the program, and we've had Evan Lowell give us the scoreboard update. And so this is going to be a fun one here. Liz Campbell was able to track down a bunch of people, and I've been wanting to hear about this for a long time. Honestly, the Northfield Highliners dance team. We're going to have Ruby Heil, Lena Brown, McKenna Carlson, Anna Pribble, and Julia Gordon Mercer are all on this morning's program. So go get yourself a cup of coffee or a soda or a pop or a water or a tea. I prefer tea. A little bit of honey. And chill. So this is a program that's going to be a little bit of an extended interview here this morning. So get yourself comfortable and find a good seat and then listen up. I think this is going to be fun. This is the Meet the Raider on this week's Raider Wrap. Hey, good morning and welcome back to the Radio Wrap here on 95.1 The One, KYMN and AM 1080. We're also, you can play us back here on KYMNradio.net if you want to check it all out. Check out the Highliner interview with Liz Campbell, who just wrapped things up there with all the Highliner captains and team leaders. Kind of a fun little interview there as they talk about the dance team and the competition there. We also had Mike Lucraft on the program this morning, and Evan Loy. Evan Loy was able to give us the rundown of the scoreboard and scores and highlights for the week on this week's Raiders scoreboard. We wanted to try to get Matt Christensen in on the program here this morning, but unfortunately not able to do so. He had some previous commitments with some other coaching that had to take place. They're coming off of looks like a 5-game win streak, so they are on fire. They won three, and then they kind of dropped one to Owatonna, and they went 5 in a row. And then Mankato West kind of in kind of a buzzsaw as they lost by 12 points last night. Monday night, they're going to have Mankato East. So they're going to check that all out. And then on Thursday, it looks like we've got some more boys basketball streaming on NorthfieldLive.com. So I don't know if you've checked that out yet or not, but not only do we broadcast the games right here on KYMN, but we also stream them live on NorthfieldLive.com. So Ned Newberg, who does the boys-girls basketball announcing, you'll hear him from time to time. You'll hear Jimmy LaRue from time to time doing some hockey games, some different people filling in along the line. If you want to find out what's going on for sure and who's playing who and when and what, you can go to NorthfieldLive.com and get all the schedules ahead of you. Of course, tonight we want you to join us on 95.1 The One starting at around 7 o'clock tonight. It is Hockey Night Minnesota. Rochester Mail rolls into town against the Northfield Raiders. The Raiders, of course, in a battle for the Big Nine Conference as well. This is going to be a huge showdown for them. Rochester Mail did defeat them 4-2 just a couple of weeks ago, so it is going to be a huge contest for them tonight. We hope you can tune in to 95.1 and AM 1080 KYMN for all the live broadcast, and of course, again, streaming live on NorthfieldLive.com. We've got, what else? We've got some boys basketball coming up on Thursday. Looks like we'll have some live stream with Mankato East coming to town. And then again on Thursday, February 9th, it's Rochester Century. On the 21st, it'll be Winona. And then on the 28th, wrapping up the season for the Raiders, it'll be Faribault as we bring you all the live coverage of Northfield Raider scores and or activities and games. For the remainder of the season, we've got one big one left. We just broadcast the game against Albert Lea where the girls won 4-1 and continue to push the agenda for the Big Nine Conference. They picked up 4 points on Thursday night, which helped push them and propel them behind none other than Owatonna. The Northfield Raiders girls hockey team will wrap their season up against Owatonna at home on Saturday, February 4th, and that will be at 7:15 in the evening. So that's a week from today. And we'll have all the coverage right here on 95.1 The One and streaming live on NorthfieldLive.com. So don't miss that opportunity. That's going to be some fun stuff. Better yet, come on down to the arena, have some popcorn, support the sports youth activities, have some popcorn, some water, chill out and scream and root for your local hometown team. That's just some of the activities coming up here today. Again, don't forget to join us tonight, 7:15. It's all right here on 95.1 The One. We'll be right back. And welcome back to the Raider Wrap. We're just a couple minutes away from 11 o'clock. Looks like we're going to have overcast skies for much of the rest of today and for the week. Basically, overcast skies, a little bit of hint of sunshine, but the sunshine is going to be deceiving. You're going to see negative temperatures, not only negative temperatures, but you're also going to see negative wind chills. All of that will be going on pretty much for the remainder of the week. So we might see a high today of 7. Tonight, cloudy and or overcast, minus 7, wind chills 20 to 25 below. Tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny, cooling off. It's only going to stay around 0 for tomorrow. Wind chills 20 to 25 below. Might be a good opportunity to chill and watch some of the conference final football if you're not into that. Of course, I'm sure there's a golf tournament or something streaming live on Paramount or Netflix or Hulu or Vudu or He-Do or She-Do or Hoodoo Di-Adi-Mama. Anyhow, Monday, mostly sunny and cold with a high of around 0. Monday night, partly cloudy, a low of minus 12. We've got 3 above. That's it. Stick a fork in this. We're 3 above with cloudy skies right here on 95.1 The One. Jimmy LaRue bidding you adieu, boys and girls. Thanks for joining us this morning. It's been fun. It's hockey day. Minnesota. Yeah, baby. Come on, celebrate a little bit of hockey in the state of hockey. Check us out tonight, 7:15, 95.1 The One, KYMN Live Hockey. Right here on the Valley's Best. Bring it on. Jimmy LaRue bidding you the adieu and live coverage this evening. We'll see you tonight. See you next week. Take care.
Let's celebrate. It's all right.